Butch Caswell has been grading coins at the Littleton Coin Company for more than 40 years, but still checks his pocket change for possible treasures.
I still have a tendency of looking at my change. I don't know why, habit, I guess. And the quality is really changed over the years. Now the quality is way down. It's just been circulated so much over time.
Finding rare coins in your pockets, Littleton Coin CFO John Hennessy says, has gotten harder and harder.
And that's a lot of what we're trying to do with this new Great American Coin Hunt, is to reintroduce some of those coins back into pocket change to reinvigorate that discovery process.
Hennessy pours out a bag of the coins he and his employees have been releasing.
So we decided to distribute coins from the early 1900s. So we've got Buffalo nickels, Mercury dimes, and Standing Liberty quarters.
I go down street and they just hand the whole roll out. And every time I walk into an Irvin or something, because get my little snack or something, and I'll just throw those in that bucket change they have there.
Everyone's been taking pocketfuls of rolls of coins and just using them over the course of the week and giving them to people as tips, putting them in change jars, buying things with them.
So far, Hennessy says, the nearly 300 employees at the company have either spent or handed out almost 50,000 coins. But he has a last bit of change left that he'd like to drop today.
Actually, these were some of the last four penny rolls, and I grabbed some other of the representative coins to give out.
We walk down Littleton's main street to Chutter's, home of the world's longest candy counter.
Want a dime to buy some penny candy?
Yeah.
Or a couple nickels?
Yeah. Is penny candy still a penny there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give you a penny, too.
That's fine.
It's penny candy. 16 cents. Over here.
While cashier Danica Bays accepts my Buffalo nickel, Mercury dime, and 1923 wheat penny in exchange for 16 pieces of candy without problem,
8, 10, 12, 13.
Hennessy has over 400 coins that he wants to slip into the Chutter's cash register, which requires a bit of explanation to store owner Jim Alden.
And so we have a whole little bag of classic coins from the 20s and 30s and 40s.
Gotcha, okay.
And we'll put this in your cash register for you to give out to
Excellent.
Your customers over the next
we'll
few
do.
Days.
All right.
Now how much is this Liberty quarter really worth?
So this is 90% silver. So just the silver alone is worth 10 times the face value on that quarter. And the collectible value is more than that.
He's not catching me.
So you're not allowed to put it in your pocket.
After Alden returns the humorously thefted quarter to the bag and hands the bag to Danica Bays, and Bays distributes the coins into her register trays, candy customer Stephanie Morris steps up, clearly having overheard John Hennessy's rare coin pitch.
You're getting the special quarters?
You are.
Yeah. So you're part of the Great American Coin Hunt.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And there's a thousand dealers nationwide putting a million classic U.S. coins back into circulation
to
share the hobby of coin collecting.
Oh, okay. My lucky day.
Start checking those pockets and sifting through your change, and it could be your lucky day, too. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.